And welcome back on Kitty Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports and on the Sports Ticket on Kitty Country 94. We're joined now by Sean Aremus, the newest head coach for the Beloit Trojan girls basketball team. We know that Gary Lowry stepped down here recently, and they're looking for a new coach. And Beloit High School, USD 273, has found a new coach. Again, it's Sean Aremus. Sean, first of all, thanks for taking some time to join us. We're familiar with each other. We know you around here. It's not like there's a new person coming into Beloit to take this job. It's just a new face around the basketball program. First of all, I guess, how excited are you to take on this new venture to be the new head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans?
I'm super excited. I think we got some great girls coming back and a lot of support. So yeah, I'm super excited.
I know just through the grapevine last year, I heard your name come up maybe in the coaching search. Were you offered the job last year? Did you think about taking it last year?
Yeah, I had talked to the administration some, but in terms of my own family and things, it just didn't work out right last year. And so they had a wonderful opportunity with Gary, and he stepped up and had a great year. And so things just worked better this year for my family, I guess, and I was able to agree to do it. So
I know that a lot of people around here know who you are. If they know Shauna Porter from back in the day when you were in high school and then playing at Fort Hays State, you had a great career there. Wakanda East and at Fort Hays State. But if people don't know about you maybe as a coach, what's maybe your philosophy on the way you're going to coach these girls and what you hope to do as a coach?
Yeah, I got an opportunity to play for lots of different coaches and see lots of different coaching styles. And I spent hours and hours in the gym with different people trying to get better. And my philosophy is the kids just they have to learn the basic fundamentals. So we're going to learn fundamentals, and they got to know why they're doing what they're doing. So defensively and offensively, we're going to really focus on the basic skills and teach the kids how to play the game of basketball so that they can be successful. And then a total team approach. I mean, I know from experience that basketball is not a individual sport. You got to play as a unit. You got to be a team. And so we're going to really harp on the team aspect. And so, yeah, I mean, I love to run and gun, but you got to do what you got to do according to who you're playing to. So we'll get in the gym and see what we got and go from there.
I know that you've never been a head coach before in high school at that high school level for basketball or really anything, but what are some of the credentials, I guess, that you have maybe for the people out there that are listening and wondering some of the things that you have done? I know you're in the past you've been a junior high coach and you're working with camps and one-on-one drills and things like that as well.
Yeah, I ran a lot of camps and done a lot of one-on-one stuff with kids in the summertime. And just, you know, being a teacher, I understand kids. I understand the way they work, and I've played thousands of basketball games, so I understand the X's and O's in terms of that. Yeah, being a head coach at the high school level will be a change, but it's nothing I'm afraid of. I'm just ready to get started and learn the kids. And, I think my experience speaks for itself, and we'll see where we can go.
As I said at the beginning, I mean, you're not a new face in the district. You've been teaching in the district for quite some time, currently a second grade teacher there. How big is that, and how much will that make the transition, I guess, a little bit easier for you with knowing who these people are?
Yeah, I know the kids. I mean, they're obviously changed since they were second graders.
Exactly.
and their parents. I know the parents, and I've been in the district now for, you know, 15 years, so I know the administration well, and the support of the community is going to be huge. And I want to make it where people are excited to come watch the girls, and we can pack the house hopefully and get people cheering and just excited to, you know, to make the program even more successful than it already is. I mean, it's a wonderful program. Girls have had a lot of success. They know what it's like to win. So we're just gonna keep the ball rolling, hopefully.
You talk about knowing what it's like to win. You are inheriting a team that tied for a league championship and has had a lot of success in this NCAA in the past. How excited are you to take on a group like that has a lot of wins under their belt in their career?
It's huge. When kids know what it's like to win and they get that hunger to win and hopefully, you know, repeat. And, you know, that's been built from the previous years. You know, Dallas started it, and Gary continued on, and I just hope we can keep that going. The kids know, you know, what it takes to win. They do it in volleyball, they've done it in track, and we're going to continue to do it in basketball. So
I guess if you picked out one or two things, what are the biggest things you're hoping to accomplish as the head coach of the Lady Trojans?
We're just going to continue the success, and I want the kids to walk away knowing knowing what it's like to be a unit, knowing what it's like to be a team, playing for themselves, playing for all of us, but also for their community. And when they look, you know, they come back 10 years later, they're proud. They're proud of what they accomplished. They're proud of the program. They're proud of their school. And so I can say for myself, that's what I am proud of, where I came from and my history of Wakanda East, and I want these kids to be able to say the same thing for Beloit High.
Shauna Remus, the new head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojan basketball team. Shauna, we thank you again for taking the time, and we'll look forward to talking with you during the basketball season when it gets started up, and best of luck in this new venture for you.
All right, thanks a lot.